The Mashpee Wampanoag have a new tribal chairman, the youngest in tribal history. 28-year-old Brian Mosquitaw Whedon was elected this month, vowing to emphasize tribal culture and restore integrity and trust following years of political scandals and financial struggles. To discuss this, the chairman joins us now. Good morning, and thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning.
So you've said you want to get the tribe's affairs back in order. What do you mean by that, and how do you do it?
We're going to get the tribe's affairs back in order by restoring our trust in each other. That's something we need to work on, as well as our unity in the community. And we plan on tackling that through various cultural projects, programs, initiatives, and bringing the people together, listening to the people, and making sure that the people's voices are being heard, and as well as the agenda is based by the people. It's been a problem in the past that our agendas and the tribal council's agenda has kind of been subject to the chairman. And as the new chairman, I plan on changing that and making it the people's agenda. And that's how we're going to tackle those issues.
Beyond the agenda, what's broken down?
I think beyond the agenda, what's broken down is, there's no surprise that the tribe, clearly has trust issues from former leadership and the misappropriation and mismanagement, that was under those administrations. There's a lot of work that needs to be done. Our land into trust is still an issue that's on the table, as well as picking up our conversations with Governor Baker and the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. And other issues that we need to address right here in our own backyard in Mashpee as well.
What do you want to speak to the governor about most? What's your priority in that regard?
My priority with the governor is to talk about restitution and what is owed to the Mashpee Wampanoag tribe, and make sure that he understands that the tribe is looking for our fair share. That's what we're looking for.
Let me interrupt you there and ask you what you mean by that. What is restitution, and what do you consider as your fair share?
The Commonwealth of Massachusetts illegally turned our Indian district into a town against the tribe's will. There's laws that say that Indian land cannot be sold without the consent of Congress. They took the land of the Mashpee Wampanoag tribe without getting a congressional approval. Therefore, it's not on the town per se, it's on the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. And other various tribes have worked on restitution, land negotiations, and so on and so forth. And those are the kind of conversations that I plan on having with the governor.
So then what would the tribe be looking for from the state? Is it a dollar figure? Is it restoration of land? Go a little further, if you would, sir.
The Commonwealth, we can ask, for monetary value, but at the end of the day, if they don't have it, then what are they going to do? And that's when we start negotiating some state lands and other, avenues that we can work on, whether the tribe works on another compact and the tribe goes into, anything that we can do on the reservation, from tax-free cigarettes or gas, so on and so forth. Those are the kind of deals that we'd like to work on with the governor.
Let me ask about the casino. The Mashpee Wampanoag have planned to build a casino in Taunton. Where are those plans right now? And would that be part of this package? Do you foresee that?
As far as gaming goes, that's a conversation for the Mashpee Wampanoag tribe and our tribal citizens. At this point in time, now I'm the chairman and the president of the gaming authority. I have not called a gaming authority meeting to date because we need to work on this within the tribe internally before we figure out how we'll move and proceed with the gaming endeavors. That's why we're trying to work with the Commonwealth of Massachusetts to work out negotiations and compacts and so on and so forth to bring other economic development and revenue to the tribe.
You mean beyond gaming?
Yes.
But I have to ask, as tribal chairman, do you see gaming a casino in southeastern Mass in your future?
This was a vote that was taken prior to the former administration. This is a vote that was taken back in the day. And if the tribe still wants to pursue gaming, then I absolutely will honor their wishes.
Do you think the tribe wants to pursue gaming?
I think some of our members do. I think that, you know, gaming is the low bearing fruit in Indian country for tribes. And that's why the tribe try to go after it. And that's why, you know, I think it's time for us to reevaluate that. We're talking about over, you know, 10 plus years here now, working towards gaming.
All right, let me ask about the pandemic, if I might. Do you feel the tribe got enough support from the state and the federal government in fighting the pandemic?
I believe that the tribe did get enough support from the federal government. I would say that, you know, the CARES Act funds that the tribe did receive, we were allowed, you know, to provide services to our elders, giving them laptops, giving them freezers to store their food. You know, we did do COVID assistance hardship basically to our tribal citizens and sent them, you know, some help and assistance during this time. It's hard to, you know, get a better understanding of where everyone's at financially. So that's why the tribal council voted to just give the COVID assistance payments to our tribal citizens so that they could pay for what they needed to.
If you have to pick one thing that frustrates you the most, that you want to address the most, what would that be?
I could address one thing that frustrates me is the sense of entitlement within the tribe. I think that that's an issue, and it's been an ongoing issue because of past practice. There's a lot of, you know, entitlement, and there was a lot of nepotism, and there was a lot of that kind of stuff going on around here. And that's something that frustrated me. And even as a council person, even as a tribal citizen, I always spoke up and spoke out about it. And we do plan on addressing that. And that's why we're happy that we have new leadership and we're turning a new leaf in our tribe.
Brian Mosquita Whedon, newly elected chair of the Mashpee Wampanoag, thanks very much for speaking to WQBUR's Morning Edition.
Katabatash, thank you.